Well, I feel so honored and blessed to be able to speak before you this morning. And thank you for coming. You look lovely out there today. You know, it's been said that Mother's Day was started by daughters. The idea of Mother's Day was brought about in the United States in 1872 by the suffragist and writer Julia Ward Howe. Julia was also a pacifist, one who opposes war or violence as a means of settling things. She saw holiday as a chance to unite women and to rally for peace. She held annual Mother's Day meetings in Boston for several years. Later on, a West Virginian activist, Anna Jarvis, was credited because her mother died in 1905. She was accredited for Mother's Day for creating it, making it a holiday that we celebrate today. Jarvis campaigned in 1908 for a national observance of the holiday in honor of her mother, who was a community health advocate. Her mom had organized several Mother's Day public health. She went on public health issues, and she also addressed child rearing. Jarvis wanted to commemorate her mother and all the work that she had done. When the holiday first took off, people would be celebrating by attending church, writing appreciation letters to their mother, later on sending greeting cards and flowers. However, Jarvis became somewhat disillusioned because of the commercialization going on during that time. And she even got to the point where she sort of regretted it. Mother's Day became an official U.S. holiday in 1914 when President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed the second Sunday in May as the day of public expression of our love and reverence for the mothers of our country. This being Mother's Day, I presented this information to you to show you how Mother's Day got started. And this also shows you an example of the power of man's ideas and thoughts. Thoughts and words have vibrations. They are energies sent out by the force and power of those thoughts. We use the power of our words all our life long, day in and day out. Our words generated by our thoughts can turn out to be constructive or destructive, either bringing us the good we want and desire, which can create a pleasant, peaceful, harmonious atmosphere, or it can bring us unwanted, ungodlike attributes such as feelings of anger or hurt and fear and lack. Therefore, we must learn to consciously use our everyday thoughts, words, beliefs to bring about our good, or we can be destroyed by our mistakes or ungodlike attributes, consciously or unconsciously, as they're being strewed from our tongues. The revealing word by Charles Fillmore, the co-founder of Unity, states that man has been given the highest power in the universe, the conscious power of thought. Its attributes are mastery and dominion. However, those of us trying to understand this concept must realize that a quickening from on high must come from the realization of mastery and dominion. We must recognize that before this realization can come about of mastery and dominion, we have to know that a quickening has to come before us. Acts 1 and 8 says, "Ye shall receive power when the Holy Spirit is come upon you." That's what we call spiritual power. Our spiritual power of dominion is not to be used on others. It is to be used on our own egoic self. We have the choice to mature spiritually. And as we do, we claim dominion over our thoughts and our actions. We all may be aware of the benefits of attending a religious service in a church, a temple, hall, or some great cathedral, rather than reading spiritual information in a book or pamphlet, because going to these services in that vein, there's a response that's felt in the cells and functions of the body as a healing, comforting influence. When the body temple synchronizes and vibrates with the powerfully spoken words and messages of truth, together with the vibrations of the sanctuary and the collective expectation of the congregations, a transforming influence occurs. When individuals get synchronized with those positive vibrations, thoughts of their healing, nurturing effects occur. Now, you may not always be in situations where the vibrations are good. It may be bad vibrations at work, in the neighborhood, even within your home. This is where you have to tune in with God and become synchronized with the divine flow, telling yourself, "I am one with the divine." The Christ presence. Being poised within yourself projects positive vibrations out and all around the world. We don't have to or need to be victims of what we're thinking. When what appears like chaos and problems are going on around you, ask yourself, "Am I part of the solution to this chaos going on around me? Or am I the problem?" If you react with anger or bitterness or fear, that means negative vibrations are being projected from you. And therefore, you are part of the problem. Unless you want to keep the same condition going on around you, you must change your thoughts about them. Tell yourself, "I no longer want to experience or entertain this condition." Claim your divine power to be and to become the Christ consciousness expressing. We can do this, as the words in Romans 12 and 2 by the Apostle Paul says, we can be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Know that you are a spiritual being having a human experience, and you have the power to choose your thoughts. It's a fundamental birthright. Know that. We think of mothers as the female parent who gives birth, provides protection, nurtures, disciplines, attends to needs, and comforts others. However, we can all give birth to situations, circumstances, challenges, even those we don't want. We can nurture and comfort others with well intentions of thoughts and words of caring and comfort. Just as mothers lovingly discipline their children, we too have to discipline our own mind and or erase negative thoughts from our consciousness and learn to become one with God mind, which is spiritual power. That is omnipresent. That spiritual power is omnipresent, which means it's available all the time. It's up to us to tap into God mind. And how do we do that? I think we all know that here. Prayer and meditation. That is a choice that everyone can make to develop spiritual power. Let us prepare now for meditation. We want to start our meditation with the Lord's Prayer. So get into a position and relax, but let's begin with reciting together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now let's just relax. Try to relax as much as you can there. Get into a comfortable position. Close your eyes, or you can focus on the Christ candle up front. You might want to position your hands in some manner on your lap. You might want your palms up, or whatever way chooses to make you more comfortable. Take a couple deep breaths. Continue breathing in and breathing out. And continue to relax more and more. And as we do, we call upon the sweet spirit of the divine to come into our heart, reminding us we are one with the divine. Knowing that we are entering into our own secret place of the Most High. Realize that the cells of your body are vibrating and synchronizing with the rhythm of the universe. Continue to breathe as we take a few minutes in the silence. Continue to breathe as we take a few moments more. And remember, give rise or birth to any unwanted situation or problem by blessing it. And know that when we bless, we express divine love. This is spiritual power. And we call this spiritual power to life within us. And to any problem or situation that is of concern. We are being prepared to go forth into the world with the healing, projecting vibrations that will make for us a safe, joyful, and successful way. Continue to breathe in and breathe out. Be aware of how you're feeling. Slowly and gently open your eyes and bring yourself, your awareness back to this space and time. Remember that we are all children of the Most High God. Go forth and have a beautiful, beautiful Mother's Day. Blessings to you all. Thank you.